happening locally. The news.
And let us take this morning's look, our midweek look, some of the stories here in the local news in the Republic of Panama. The Cabinet Council in its session on Tuesday declared a state of environmental emergency throughout the country in the face of prolonged drought as a consequence of the climate crisis that is affecting the world. In this sense, the resolution of the Ministry of the Environment, MiAmbiente, warns that high temperatures, evaporation and lack of rain are the preamble to the arrival of the possible El Niño phenomenon, which would reduce water production for the human consumption and agricultural activity throughout Panama. The resolution also indicates that the artificial lakes Alajuela and Gatun, which supply water to more than half of the country's population and to transit through the canal, have been drastically diminished by the prolongation of the dry season. Now, it should be remembered that on the 23rd of May, the National Association of Livestock Farmers had already requested the Ministry of Agricultural Development, MIDA, to declare a state of emergency in the agricultural sector, this in order to release funds for the purchase of inputs to the productive sector. The document details which are the entities authorised to carry out special contracts necessary to face the state of environmental emergency. MIDA, Institute of National Aqueducts and Sewers, MiAmbiente, National Authority of Public Services and the Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology of Panama. Now, Panama is one of the countries highly vulnerable to climate change, despite being one of the three carbon-negative countries in the world, said Castro. Now, Castro added that the climate change scenarios for Panama, that's 2030, 2050 and 2070, developed by MiAmbiente, clearly established that the country's temperatures will increase and rainfall in four climate regions will decrease. One of the regions where there will be a decrease in precipitation is the western one in the province of Chiriquí, which is the center of agricultural production in the country. Meanwhile, Almeida carried out an analysis of the behavior of the rains in the country where he stressed that there is currently an extension of the dry season in the country affecting agricultural production in some regions. He explained that the country registers 6 months between 2022 and 23 with a rainfall deficit, to which it is added that the global situation of the El Niño phenomenon. And we are at the door of the El Niño phenomenon, with an 80% forecast of its occurrence by the world's expert body, emphasized the deputy director of the hydrology. The last time the El Niño phenomenon was recorded was between 2015 and 16. The World Meteorological Organization classified 2016 as the hottest year in history. Due to its intensity, the El Niño phenomenon caused the death of more than 600 cattle in Azuero and caused losses to the agricultural sector of more than $102 million in 2016. Law 351 of 2022 modified the organic law of the Comptroller General of the Republic. This law has been harshly criticized and questioned because it promotes impunity, favours the abuse of public funds and establishes a privilege for the institution's personnel that frees them from all criminal, civil or patrimonial responsibility for the expenses that endorse, audit or otherwise have an impact. The Foundation for the Development of Citizen Liberty, Panamanian chapter of Transparency International, sued on the 13th of April the unconstitutionality of 11 expressions contained in 10 articles of the 51 that Law 351 or 351 of 2022 has. The foundation, represented by its executive director lawyer, Olga de Obaldia, acted in defense of the country's public interest and in favor of justice and the rule of law. In a 33-page document dated the 9th of May, the administration attorney, Rigoberto González Montenegro, issued his opinion on the claim of unconstitutionality. Of the contested articles, the attorney general, González Montenegro, found grounds for the unconstitutionality of six of these precepts. According to the public ministry official, the contents challenged in Articles 1, 2, 14, 22, 31 and 46 are unconstitutional. In unconstitutionality processes, the opinion of the public ministry is not binding on the Supreme Court of Justice, but serves as a general guideline for legal discussion. The articles that the prosecutor pointed out as unconstitutional are the most harmful of Law 351. The first administrative electoral court of the Electoral Tribunal accepted a request from Judge Agueda Renteria, who requested that the electoral criminal jurisdiction be withdrawn from businessman David Ochidiez in the midst of the investigation that is being followed for the alleged commission of crimes against public administration in the contract for the rehabilitation and widening of the Arihan-La Chorrera highway. The decision of the Electoral Court was announced this Tuesday, the 30th of May, by edict. Renteria submitted the request to the Tribunal Electoral last April because Ochi acquired the aforementioned legal protection because he ran to compete for the presidential candidacy of the Realizando Metas party in the elections that this group will hold on the 4th of June. Ochi will compete with the president of the Realizando Metas, Ricardo Martinelli, among others. The Tribunal Electoral has also has a second request to lift the electoral criminal jurisdiction against Ochi. It is in charge of the Fourth Administrative Electoral Court. However, Article 314 of the Electoral Code says once the electoral criminal jurisdiction has been lifted within a process, it will not be necessary to request its lifting again in the event the taxpayer requires the jurisdiction again for any other situation. The Panamanian authorities launched a $71.3 million project on Monday to clean up the Manzanillo River, one of the most polluted in the country, and this flows into the Bay of Panama. This project, financed by the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB, and the CAF Development Bank of Latin America and the government of Panama, seeks to eliminate the direct discharge of untreated water into the river and which are illegal. The coordinator told FA General of the Panamanian Sanitation Program, engineer Rafael Diaz. The Manzanillo, 6 kilometers long, is the only one that is born and flows into the Panamanian capital. Its channel is the result of a series of streams which, according to studies, are characterized by a high pollution load. In this river, there is contamination of garbage, chemical waste, hydrocarbon sewage from residences and industries, which in the end, it ends up contaminating the Bay of Panama, said Diaz. In this context, the first phase of the Manzanillo River sanitation project began on Monday, which consists of a geotechnical exploration, which will last approximately 1 month. This is to determine the behavior of the soil and consequently design a system of water collection pipes served to be taken to the Juan Diaz treatment plant. The objective is to eliminate all these illegal discharges of sewage and direct them to the treatment plant, from where the water comes out clean and is poured into the mouth of the Juan Diaz River, which in turn ends up in the Bay of Panama, nice and clean, said the project administrator, Paulette de Vicente. In 50 years, we hope that we can bathe in the Bay of Panama, added Vicente. The Cabinet Council on Tuesday, May the 30th, approved the extension of the price of a gallon of fuel to $3.25 for 91-octane gasoline as well as diesel until the next July 15th. The subsidy applied until May the 31st, but as detailed above, the validity period has now been extended. But with this approval, the effects of Article 1 of Cabinet Resolution 60 of May the 19th of 2022 are extended from July the 1st to next July the 15th, with a state contribution of up to $14,325,000 needed an official statement. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, led this cabinet session where he said that this measure has served for the economic recovery of the country and that we have inflation of 1.4%, one of the lowest in the world. As announced by the government with these measures, it is intended to continue promoting economic growth in sectors such as agriculture, livestock, manufacturing, fishing, construction, commerce, industry and tourism, among others, and that the price of the ticket does not become more expensive to the population in the public transport. Right, that's it. There we go. That's our look. Those are some of the items in the local news for you, all compiled on this morning's Breakfast Show.